In human life, the time is very precious, because this time in human life gives you an opportunity to understand God. Other lives, like cats, dogs' life, tree life, bird life, fish life, or whatever, insect life, they don't have the provision for understanding God. They only have provision for eating, sleeping, and maintaining themselves. So human life time is extremely precious, and that lifetime of human being also has got more and more and more and precious time spans coming in. For example, every day there's a precious time coming in the morning called Brahma Muhurta, 1 hour before sunrise roughly, and there's a 3 hour period before sunrise where if you connect with Lord, it's very easy to connect. So in a day of 24 hours, it's a very powerful time. Of course, all human time is powerful to connect with Lord, but out of that all time, the morning time is most auspicious and most powerful. That is in a day. Then in a fortnight, we get 11th day called Ekadashi, which is also very powerful amongst the 15 days. So we get 2 Ekadashis in a month. Then in a year, we get 4 months, which are very powerful, called Chaturmasya, which begin from Ashad, Shravan, Bhadrapad and Kartik. Bhadrapad, Ashvin and Kartik. And these 4 months are calculated from Purnima to Purnima. Ashad Purnima to Shravan Purnima. Shravan Purnima to Bhadrapad Purnima. Bhadra Purnima to Ashvin Purnima. That was 2 days back. And Ashvin Purnima to Kartik Purnima. So, 5 name of months will come. Essentially, there are only 4 months. Now, out of these 4 months, all are auspicious, and lots of vratas and regulations and spiritual purificatory processes are followed in these 4 months. Even those people who are meat eaters and drinking people, they drink wine, everything, they also give up these things in these 4 months. Or some people give up in the month of Shravan. There are various kinds of things. So they are considered auspicious in all walks of life. But this Kartik month, Ashvin Purnima to the Kartik Purnima month, is the most auspicious of all the year, throughout the year. And in that, every day the morning time is also available, as in auspiciousness, most auspicious available in the morning. In 15 days, one day is fully also available in that month also. So everything is multiplied by n number of times. And what is important is, it is like a great grand sale of the Lord. If you chant the name of the Lord in a particular day, you get a particular benefit. And you go on doing it. But if you do it on Ekadashi, it is multiples of time benefit is there. If you do it in Brahma Muhurta time in the morning, there is another multiple time benefit is there. And if you do it in the month of Kartik, it is 100,000 time benefit is there. So same thing you do, same energy you spend, but if you do it during this time, then you get 100,000 time benefit of that. And not for only chanting. Whatever you do in this month for God, you read scriptures, visit holy places, you take holy dip in the water, in the river, or you just read scriptures, you attend a holy discourse, or so and so forth. You do donations, or you do feed great devotees, saintly personalities at home, you do worship at home, you offer flowers at home, and whatever. I'm talking only of spiritual things. Yes, Madhi?
Yeah.
I'm coming to that point. So whatever activities are labeled as spiritual activities are all rewarded 100,000 times in this month. And there are some specific activities if you do, those are also rewarded extraordinarily in this month. One of them is offering lamp. It is said if you offer one ghee lamp to any form of Vishnu or Krishna, then whatever miseries we have accumulated to go through for millions of lifetimes are eradicated immediately, instantly. That means the Lord is very liberal. He wants to give you the full benefit. He is just so liberal in this month. So that's why the lamp is created. Like the Lord decides, okay, if you offer lamp, I'll give you this. He is a decider. Who makes the law? Ambedkar made the law for India. Whatever was convenient, he wrote down. You can change also by passing a bill in the assembly and the parliament. It's changeable. But at one point of time, it was made. Like this, if you do, this is the punishment. And this is what you have to do. This is what will be happening. This is how you form the government. This is how we do. Like that, the Lord decided in the month of Kartik, if you offer a ghee lamb to me, I will reward you with this kind of benefit. And there's a book, full book is there. What all benefits are there when you offer lamb to the Lord in this month? And other things are also there. If you do pilgrimage in this month, if you donate in this month, if you circumambulate the Lord's temple in this month, if you take a dip in the river in the this month, or if you feed Vaishnavas, the devotees of the Lord in this month, saintly people, if you hear from scriptures in this month, if you hear Srimad Bhagavat in this month, all these things are rewarded hundreds and thousands of times. That's why we devotees are waiting for this month. Because whatever we are doing all throughout the year is getting X benefit. But if we do same thing in this month, it gets 100,000 times X benefit. We're doing the same thing. So each of us take up some vow in this month. Something which is practical, not very difficult and harsh, easily practicable, but I can do it for 30 days consistently. I will choose some of those. And I will start from the day 1 till 30th day. And at the end of the day, when I will complete my vrat, I will call some saintly people at home and feed them, take their blessings, give them dakshina and conclude my vow. It's like that. So as simple as reading one verse from Bhagavad Gita per day, you can take up the vow. Or Srimad Bhagavat, or reading one story of Krishna from the book called Krishna, or offering one lamp every day to the Lord at home or in the temple, or visiting temple of the Lord once a day in this month, morning or evening, whatever time. As simple as that, you can do. Even getting up in the morning in the dark and taking bath also has a great benefit in this month. Someone who simply gives up his sleep before it becomes day, wakes up in the dark only and takes bath, even that has got tremendous benefit in this month. So this month is like, what you call, say, great grand sale. Whatever you do on the path of goodness is all rewarded by the Lord multiply. Very powerful month. And then we sing one song called Damodarashtakam, glorifying the Lord, offer lamb to Him, read the meaning of the song. And biggest pastime of the Lord, which took place in this month, that He was tied by Mother Yashoda to the mortar for the offense of stealing butter. Very beautiful pastime. We read that pastime, we narrate that pastime, we revise that pastime, we sing that pastime, and we offer lamb to the Lord who is tied up to the rope. Is that enough? Thank you very much. So people, you know, you will be amazed to know, specifically all over the world in ISKCON, but specifically in Gulf countries like UAE, Bahrain, Kuwait and many other countries, the whole month the devotees like me are going to many, many, many houses in a planned manner. I know you, so I will come to your house and you can call your 10-15 friends, and I come to your house and I demonstrate the lamp offering, I bring lamps with me, and your friends offer the lamps that I brought to the Lord. I bring picture also of the Lord. So nothing you have to do. They will go with the full set. They just need your invitation. Okay, please come. And you call your friends. And then they will tell the glory of this month. And they will display their things and light the lamps, and people will come and offer the lamps and sing the song, and they go to next house. So on holidays like Friday and Thursday, they will go to 5 houses or 6 houses or 2 houses. It's already planned in the whole month. It's a very great activity to introduce people to this holy month and induce them to chant and offer lamb to the Lord. So people will generally say, I don't have ghee at home, I don't have lamb, I don't have wicks. So they will take the wicks, they will take the ghee, they will take the lamb, they will take the photograph and every single thing. They will tell the benefits of this month on offering of the lamb, and then they will make them offer the lamb. And they will go. Totally 1 hour program. Next house. Sometimes from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. they'll go to 4 houses in the evening on the holiday. Like that. Deep Dan Mahotsav. Thank you very much.